You're listening to SBS News.
State Emergency Services, also known as the SES, warn of the dangers associated with floods in low-lying areas.
Did you know just 15 centimetres of water can start to float a small car?
Believe me, you don't want to touch this flood water. It's a nasty soup of mud and silt, contaminated with chemicals and sewage overflow. If there's 1 metre difference between flood water inside and outside a house, immense pressures can cause buildings to fail. That's why it's so important to be prepared and to follow evacuation warnings and orders.
It will flood again in the Hawke's Prenepean Valley. That's a fact. Do you know your flood risk?
SES has responded to thousands of calls for help over the past week as record-breaking rain caused major flooding in New South Wales and Queensland. The Windsor Bridge, which was dubbed a flood-proof bridge by some experts, has disappeared, submerged underneath 12 metres of flood water. Sections of the construction site for Sydney's Parramatta's Powerhouse Museum have also been damaged by flood water. It is the second time in just over a year that the site for the museum has been affected by heavy rain. These recent issues have renewed the urban design debate. One company that builds homes says they can design and build structures that are flood resistant. Katie Maxock of Montgomery Homes explains that the company has been approached by homeowners who are concerned how their homes will hold up in a major flood.
Our split level homes are customizable to create an inhabitable lower level suitable for flood zones. This particular design, you will see that the garage is on the lower and the living is on the upper, and you can see that the floods can go up to the garage, and the upper level is built above the flood zone.
This design type may be something that could increasingly spark the interest of residents in the Hawkesbury-Nepean region of New South Wales. The flooding events of the past week have sparked criticism of mass development there. Ian Wright of Western Sydney University says the recent floods would make people aware of the dangers of living in low-level areas and that there are lessons to be learned from the most recent floods.
We can do this better. And for 30 years, we haven't had a flood like this. And Hawke's Prenepean has wet cycles and dry cycles. They can go 50 to 20 years. We've just come out of 30 years. Our leaders, our community don't have this sort of experience. So we need to learn from this.
Mr. Wright added that the recent flooding should serve as a wake-up call for the dangers of building on a floodplain. Hawkesbury Mayor Patrick Connolly says the problem is something that goes back a long time.
Where the early governors came and created settlements on the floodplain, we're not going to move those people out. We're not going to say everyone, you know, thousands of people pack up and leave. But this is the reality that, you know, this is the devastation that's possible and that we've been preparing for.
Other local mayors and leaders say there is too much focus on raising the Warragamba Dam wall. Two other councils, Penrith and Blacktown, are urging priority be given to a proposed new freeway to act as a major flood evacuation route for Western Sydney. Higher level freeways are what water expert Ian Wright wants. The consequence of what he says would be a change from the so-called 1 in 100 year flood mark, referencing instead the worst ever floods of 1867.
We can do this better. And for 30 years, we haven't had a flood like this. And Hawke's Prenepean has wet cycles and dry cycles. They can go 50 to 20 years. We've just come out of 30 years. Our leaders, our community don't have this sort of experience. So we need to learn from this.
Rob Rogema is an expert on sustainable urbanism. He says no less than an overhaul is needed for 70,000 residents in the region.
Make the roads in neighborhoods smaller and replace large part of them by productive green landscape. The second point would be to take out all the water that falls on the hard surfaces on the roofs and lead that water into gardens and public green.
He highlights the Netherlands as a place to look at, as it is often praised for best urban water management and designing cities to store water surpluses. New South Wales Planning Minister Rob Stokes says rezoning applications have been rejected due to flood concerns. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.